the same name, the name for them, for green function people use, especially in connects like correlation, same stuff. Method to evaluate them, calculate them. And this is in heart actually of practical what would be assumed, because eventually what we consider in quantum field theory, this is evaluation of green functions in order to evaluate cross sections which characterize the scattering of different particles. And here is, but sometimes also it's important to calculate parameters like mass, for example, dynamical mass of quarks in hadronic dynamics. It's around 300 MeV, and we believe that it appears due to, not believe, it's almost for sure, and Nambu got the Nobel Prize for that, that the, say, 90% of the mass of light quarks, up, down, straight, three quarks, three flavor, we have three others, and this is predicted in some sense by those two guys, Mascara, but they call heavy quarks, boson, top and charge. But for those light, most of their mass is dynamical, which are produced by dynamics of quantum chromodynamics. It's like energy gap appears in PCS theory of superconductivity, so something like that. And it's important also to calculate, like in condensed matter, those parameters that support masses. And so this is certainly very, very important stuff in quantum field theory. So I stopped last time main points. So we introduced a notion and field which is interaction picture. And you know everything about this field because dependence on time by this field is governed by free Hamiltonian. So we consider now, you remember, interacting Klein-Gödel theory, phi to the four. So, and for this field, we know everything. So, in particular, we can write Fourier integral, standard Fourier integral. Consider real, actually, to simplify our consideration, real field, field. And here, by the way, zero is P0, and P0 usual stuff. So for this field, we know everything we discussed. It's a sense, it's free field. We could introduce for this field what is called Mayer vacuum in with respect to that interacting theory. So we know everything. But then we shows that in reality we should calculate, should know Heisenberg field. This is what actually contains all information about our dynamics, Heisenberg. And we showed that those two fields are connected through evolution operator, evolution time operator. This way. And this is our evolution operator, which is expressed through free Hamiltonian in this way, through X, but also full Hamiltonian. In our theory, so page interaction is right. So we one of the main results was to presentation for this U in the form T product. Okay, so we express through interacting Hamiltonian, but expressed not through field phi, but through field phi I. So you can see that now everything here is expressed through this field, and we know everything about this field. And then I finished. Point is that now we can, it seems, express what we need Heisenberg field through this very convenient interaction picture field. But we need something else. I introduce air vacuum in this theory connected with this free field phi I. But we, of course, have in interacting theory real ground state or vacuum state with the lowest energy. And we don't know how this guy is expressed through this bear. So we still should find this. And then we introduce generalization in order to do this, actually, to finish our work. We introduce general case, not just T0, but TT prime. The T prime is arbitrary, and this is the definition of this guy. It's very similar form. Okay, and we proved this was the last, I believe, thing in the last class, that the form of this field in terms of exponent, it's quite similar to what we had before. So you can see what we had for TT0, two terms, but now we have three terms. But sure, when T prime equals T0, we return to that. Okay, so this is, we can close this. One. This was essence what we derived last class. Right.
In this last expression, on the left hand side, there is no explicit dependence on T naught or T zero, but on the right hand side, you have an explicit.
Right.
Is this a cause of worry?
It seems it's okay. This is what we showed. You see, we showed that this guy is solution, so it's independent, so it's hidden. Let us check this. Point is that, okay. This was definition. It's a little bit hidden, right? T prime T. But implicitly, T0 is here. Because look, X0 here is this. So this is notation from this viewpoint. It's good that you ask, a little bit confusing, but it's hidden in HI. So T0 is a kind of reference point here. And, right. Okay. So now, properties of this unitary operator. Important for us. So again, what we are doing, I want now to express real ground state on the capital through Bayer one, and then next step will be to get results for my Green function in this series. Okay, properties of this guy. Of this guy. So actually, two will use them. Very nice properties. And then we have so you can see what we have. And these properties and second one is this U T one. Now we consider U T one to T three permission conjugation, and this equal U. T. Okay, let me show this property. It's not difficult. And then you do by yourself the same story in this case. Using this stuff. Okay, so let me show this. Okay, just substitute our expression for u, t1, t2 expressed this one. Substitute 2. Okay, then we have. So this is first, and now it multiplied by second one, and second one is this. Now you can see, you can see that we have two factors, this and this one. Oh, sorry, this and this one, two factors. And they give one, right? Minus plus, this is just one, this is inverse. So this is first step. Then we have this, so we can write 1. So those guys 1, and we write this. Now we can multiply easily this and this. And that's a big expression, one exponent, same operator H. And you see here T2 cancel because minus, just one
more. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
right. Sure. Correct. So we have this then. Right, E R A 0, right, 0. And then we have minus T 1, and this is minus 3, and the last one. Now compare with 2, it's exactly what we want. This is equal u t1, t3. So it's important property.
Okay.
So this is a very important property. And in the same way, you consider this. Actually, it's quite, it's the same, essentially the same, because you can easily convince yourself to get Hermitian conjugation use this expression. What you Okay, so this is program. Now we are ready actually to get answer for physical vacuum. But let me write answer first and then I show how we proceed. Okay, so what we have, we will show, and we will go to this, show that. Okay. This guy, now, this guy, E0, is nothing else but energy of my ground, real ground. And reference point for energy, is, so we just assume that in our free theory, which corresponds to T0, energy of free theory is zero. So it's a kind of reference point. So we refer to the zero or other quantities. So let me call this A. Fundamental relation. So this is auxiliary guy. T goes to infinity, and you will see why we introduce I epsilon. This is actually in order to get some damping factor in exponent. But it's infinitely small, infinitesimally small. And you see, idea. What we got this guy up to this coefficient is numerator. So we can consider this guy by a vacuum is the kind of vacuum in that free theory T equal T zero. And to get real vacuum, ground state, interacting theory phi to the four, we have this evolution operator gives our evolution of this vacuum. From minus t, this is minus infinite, to t zero. When this guy is t zero, this is bare vacuum, but otherwise it's very, very different because we know that this is quite complicated expression. Okay, and second, this result already for this is our final result will be for in this theory for green function. This is Heisenberg operator, so it's real green function in interacting theory, and this is again same story. And here we have it's quite long expression, so I will write here. Now everything is expressed through interaction picture quantities or Bayer, because Bayer, people use Bayer because it's like in free theory, but interaction it kind of drafts those guys, right? T, and this is our free, simple field. This is free field essentially. And we have this again exponent. It will appear many times. This is, of course, interacting lambda to the phi 4 expressed through phi r. Again, you can work in principle, and we will show how one should work. Okay, this exponent, right? And we have this factor, essentially numerical, working factor. We will see that it's actually will simplify our life. You will see. It looks like bad inference that one should evaluate additional things, but actually no need. You will see that it will simplify enormously its presence calculation. Okay, and this is B. So this is two main things we should show today. And then we will consider evaluation. As I said, of course, in reality, in the last class, we will consider evaluation in perturbative theory. So what does it mean that you can see that this exponent, essentially this exponent contains all interaction. And it's very difficult to work with this stuff. This is, of course, time order. But the point is that we can consider Taylor expansion of this exponent. And then we will get series in lambda, right? Because hi, look, hi, contain lambda to the 4. And then we stop, say, first order in perturbative theory. This is just, I keep term only proportional lambda. Then second order, lambda squared, Q order, and so on, right? Usually people stop in most kind of 90% of the work, second order, usually. But of course, now we have quite effective tool, numerical. We have program to calculate, even in the standard model, the stuff up to higher order. But it becomes more and more involved, even for supercomputers. You have huge number of terms, so it's easy to make some errors and so on. But it's effective, it's becoming better and better. Okay, and similar actually story is in condensed matter, of course, because in condensed matter, again, you have quantum field theory with different, usually, dispersion relation. So in some materials like graphene, and even high temperature superconductivity, we have this dispersion relation of this type, Einstein type. And again, you should calculate correlation function to evaluate, for example, transport properties of your material. Kuba formula, famous Kuba, Japanese scientist, who derived formula for transport coefficient, like conductivity, thermal conductivity, and so on. Again, everything is expressed through that stuff. Okay, so this is A and B we should derive. Okay. Now, first find this guy here. Okay, trig. So certainly let's consider expansion of Bayer vacuum over our eigenfunction or eigenvectors of our H operator. So let me try to understand. So N, and then I have this is N, and this is usual N zero. And this guy, let me select first, is our ground state. First term plus I selected the other term no zero we always can do this and now H n by definition is E n sum n n. So you can see I pick up eigenvectors of my full Hamiltonian H. Among those states is my ground state, real ground state. And of course I could consider this expansion. Now next step. Let us multiply this stuff by both sides. Keys will be very large. I will show you. But first, we just consider this. Then what we have? We have this. Because those guys are eigenfunction. On the right hand side, we will get just usual C number exponent. First step. And here we have this. Now, take limit what I wrote already. T goes to infinity, 1, minus E epsilon. What is important that E zero is less than EN. Actually, sometimes it's subtle point, but we assume in theory like that it's correct. That ground state by definition is state with lowest energy. So it's good inequality, but sometimes you have not degeneracy exactly, when you have massless theory, then you have continuous spectrum starting from zero. And then there are subtleties connected with the infrared dynamic. But we consider mass in this theory. So we have this. And then, look, when this guy goes to infinity with those minus I epsilon, then what we will get in this case? Minus I E N. And En right and 1 minus E epsilon, so it will be
proportional to minus, T. It will be proportional minus epsilon T. Minus E epsilon E n t. So it certainly goes to zero, right? By the way, all E n are positive. Remember that we consider the case, we assume here our reference energy for three series, so we assume that energy of real vacuum is positive. Okay, we assume otherwise we could, of course, consider different sign for the system. So, but it's positive. Then, in this case, we could retain only this step because its damping is much lower than others, right? So this is essentially always this term. Okay. And then we come to result for our actually, so we now have a quite simple expression. This guy equal to zero. So we can now write from this the power this equal limit okay, so we got this term. So we essentially already expressed this guy. So they are back. Yeah, so you can see point is that, I lost important test. Sorry. Here we have our exercise. Sorry. Okay, so this is simple stuff. Now let us work with this expression. I want to rewrite in the form of A. Now, it's already closed. Okay. So from this we have this guy, limit here goes to what I'm doing now, I will introduce T0, this our parameter. Point is that because T anyway goes to infinity, I can do that, but just it will be convenient to so I do here. And now See, I added T0. I can, of course, because it's the kind of auxiliary tree to get that answer in this form. Because anyway, it goes to infinity. In that limit, it seems I can do this. Okay. Now, in turn, let us rewrite this like that. Limit T. This is, now I'm doing some free. So I retain this. Like it was. But now I add some term. In order to get this U evolution operator. Okay, first of all, question. Can I introduce this term? So remember that what we wrote, H0, this bare vacuum is stayed with eigenvalue 0. Because of that, this is 1. But point is that this guy is actually a good thing that this is U, T, 0, and we can write minus T. This is just follows from this how our U, T, T, this one, T, T, 0. But I also, of course, could consider T0 or T. Just I should change here, and then I will get everything correct. Just one moment. Seems okay because I change here still. Okay, so we got already. This is nothing else as numerator. You see, this is, and denominator is exactly what is written here. So U is with proof. Okay. So this is yes.
Just in the step before the last one,
right.
You introduced an E naught times P naught
here.
Yes. And I guess that came from H acting on 0.
This I epsilon. You ask about I epsilon?
No.
Oh,
it's asking about how you got in.
This? Oh, this one.
Before that.
Oh. This one?
Yes. Getting an extra not.
Okay. Point is that, as I said, this T0 here looks auxiliary parameter, because T anyway goes to infinity. So when T goes to infinity, T plus T zero is T. But on the other hand, it helped to put in this form.
You see, T0, this is our reference point. We have a kind of free theory corresponding T0, all those operators. We have Heisenberg, Heisenberg operator. At T equal T0, we take this Heisenberg, and when we fix T0, this is Schrödinger, if we don't care about dependence on time. Then, as I said, we can expand at T equal T0 to get Fourier integral. But three-dimensional, we don't know in this case dependence on time. This is Heisenberg. Then in this particular T0, we expect our phi I through the Schrödinger operator for Heisenberg at T equal T0 and so on. So it's our reference point, okay? Actually, in the very end, nothing will depend, of course, on T0. You will see this. Of course, I also could pick up, and usually people do zero, not T0. It's perfectly legitimate. But again, I follow, this is a kind of tedious stuff. And I follow quite closely to the text. Okay. That's it. But of course, in many cases, you pick up T0 equals 0. Then you leave it simplified. But you can.
And one more question. What are the restrictions for epsilon? So should it be?
Well, it's infinitesimally small. In the end, you put epsilon to the 0 after limit.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's usual story. It's, you remember in Green function, we also have I epsilon. This final prescription. Okay. Now, just for a moment. So I put here. Yeah, go ahead. You have questions? No? Good. Okay, 87. So we got this result, right? Now, in the same way, this is what is called Dirac called bra vector, right? From word bracket, bra. Or it's, no, it's cat. Sorry, it's cat. Yeah, bra cat. Yeah, it's K. But now we also shoot for bra. In the same way, we can show that this guy, bra, is expressed through you can do some prayers. Okay, so this was A, and you can write A prime, right? Because it's like another side of the same. So I will not spend time repeating everything. Now let us, okay, so now you see we have expression because of this stuff. We have expression for Heisenberg field expressed through phi I, and we have expression for cat and bra ground state in terms of Bayer vacuum. So now let's put all together and calculate our Green function. Not calculate, but get expression. So this is it. Now phi x phi y, of course, Heisenberg field. So physical fields which include interacting dynamics. Now let us express everything through those three guys interacting phi I and bare vacuum zero. Okay. I will write that for a moment. Okay, you see, I just substitute everything. So what we have now, look. We have a kind of green functions between now bare vacuum. This is bra cat. Bra cat. This is start, this is end of my this is kind of green functions up to these two coefficients I should take care of. This is just numbers, right? Two. Okay, and everything here is expressed through phi I. This is important. Phi I, and those you also express through phi I. So everything already done, essentially. Now, let me rewrite a little bit in better form. This is equal limit
and also time ordering.
Time ordering, right. Of course, I should do time ordering, right. Just one poll. Sorry, guys. I now, okay, follow, okay. Let's consider it's, thank you, that you said. We will get, but to simplify, I'm consider the case when x0 is larger than y0, and say this is larger than t0. Okay. But we will come. Yes, it's important to say. Okay, so we consider this case.
it's important to reduce that, otherwise it will be so. So we take this guy and this, they are complex conjugation, so this is square of the absolute value of this matrix. And this is and you see this guy times this guy T0 disappears and we have only T. Okay, and now we have okay, so it does not look now not very hard. So we have this step and we have this expression. Now we can simplify concerning this coefficient. Okay. Okay, let's consider, we can of course apply this formula, but to the case when phi is 1 and another phi is 1, we can omit, right, those guys. Look at 1 equal. So I can in this formula, I need this guy and this guy, right? Then what I have here, for example, or sorry, just here, you omit this, if you omit this, for example, and you omit this, then look, this guy times this guy, it's disappears. Because this guy is inverse to this guy. Or, okay, let me write. Okay, and I have this. I have this star, of course. Actually this. Let us this final. So when I need phi, I have this. It's equal. And then when this guy is 1, this ut at 0, ux 0, y 0 gives t y 0, but then y 0 minus t, it, what I have is this. And then I have q u t. Say again using the formula. This two product gives me square and this guy is nothing else but u t minus t. What I use is rules, properties. For example, this one, UT1, T2, UT2, T3, and then you have only n points. No, this intermediate T2, T1, T3. So this is I use here. Y0, T minus T, and I got T minus T. Okay. Thus, we can rewrite 1 equal this simple expression. 1 equals this. So we can now this coefficient express through this matrix even. Thus, we have I did not put t here because anyway x zero is I consider larger than y zero. This is limit t goes to and this is this. We close. Don't sleep. Yeah. It's part not terribly enjoyable, but for some people who really, you know, work on that, apparently at some point, I usually tell my graduate student that in order to solve non-trivial problem, you should at some point to fall in love with it. Then it's easy. Then you like all, you know, symbols and signs and pi, right? And you worry, why got pi squared, not pi? But in the class, it's, of course, difficult.
Right, I agree.
Okay, so this is, and very nice actually. Now, denominator.
So you assume here that product of limits is the limit of the products.
It's of course it's not mathematically rigorously. For sure.
No. You, just in this, when you say one is. The step before, when you have one is. When you're using one is omega in a product of omega is one. Then yeah. There is a limit on the right hand side.
Yeah, of course I. Of course I should. Yeah, I should write again. I miss this limit. I put limit here. Of course, I should.
Then you assume the same. So that's why.
No, but everything was through limit, right? Limit here.
So.
And just in the theory, I omitted phi. Certainly, the same stuff will. I could start from very beginning with that, right? So in principle, no phi. Phi equal one.
And second one is that seems it's okay. Okay, so I got this. But point is that because we started from green function with T order, when I consider y equal y zero, sorry, larger than x zero, of course I will get essentially similar result, but everywhere I should change different order. It will be it will start from y zero here, right, and so on, because it's same story. It doesn't matter. Just notation. So restoring to order, we get answer. Pause. For x zero larger and y zero zero, so and it will be like that. And on the right hand side, I have this. T order phi I x phi I y, and then I substitute instead my u, I have this expression for u, right? Or actually for u t t prime, this one. So exponent. Okay, so this was right. This is exactly what we wanted to get, right? This is our B. Okay, so we done, and generalization to arbitrary green function is straightforward. Let me just say something. So assignment number 4 should be already on. It's essentially connected with this Majorana terminal stuff. And deadline our last class 7. Okay. Oh. also let me, at this moment, and I finish. I give you a paper. This is, I was asked by secretary. I told you that we will get quantum field theory too. Not, it's unclear who will teach. Not next year, but in September 2009. And they asked your intention. Just write if you want your name better. And then yes, no, and I don't know. That's it. So
it is for September, not next term.
Not next term. It's September, oh, right. Nothing will be next term. And several quantum field story.
Yeah.
This is what I was told. Okay, so just they want to know what kind of statistics. Okay. Now generalization. For arbitrary string functions, not support. Okay, right. So of course I forgot to write here a limit, right? Sorry again. Here I have to be. Of course I should put a limit. And same exponent. Same denominator. Actually, you will see, as I said, that this denominator simplifies calculation. Essentially, it kills many, many times. Okay. This is good. Okay. So you see, in general case, we reduce general Green function. This is a simple formula. We have just one field to expression which includes only known fields. Those guys, three, we know everything about them. Let me look at phi I. So this is our friend at all time. You have this expression with usual dispersion relations. And Everything is, it seems, fine. Of course, it's not so simple in reality. There are divergences in the conversation, but anyway, everything is based on those expressions. Still, you need to use this expression to calculate. You will get some divergences, and they bothered many people during long period. Dirac died not believing the problem was solved, and so on. Feynman did not believe that it's the final answer, but it works remarkably well. And now we, after especially the work of Kenneth Vinson, understand the meaning of renormalization, that it's not technical, purely technical manipulation, but there is physics behind that. But it's a different story, of course. This is, we will not discuss. But anyway, expression like that, they are basic in dealing with green function, and therefore with quantum field theory. Because quantum field theory, this is essentially green function. As I said, everything is expressed through them, or correlation function, transport phenomena, dynamical masses, and scattering amplitude, decay rate of particles, everything expressed. Of course, in standard model, we have huge number of different fields. This is just one scalar field, but you have fermions, quark, leptons, gluons, photon. We have gluons from quantum chromodynamics, WZ bosons, a lot of fields. But still, you will get similar expression. Key product and so, okay, now I will.
What was the problem with that? That you said the famous green function?
It's a problem which was solved, renormalization. Point is that when you calculate this expression, sometimes in finite order, you get a divergent integral. And you could deal with that. And there was worries about, there were some worries about that stuff, but it was solved first in QED, spectacularly solved. And people got Nobel Prizes, Tamanaga, Lindia, Feynman, and Dyson. Unfortunately, Dyson did not get, fortunately, because his contribution was crucial also. But you know, only three people can get Nobel Prize, say Nobel Prize. Fortunately, he was the fourth guy in that case. But, yeah. Okay. But how you can calculate this stuff? Of course, we will always, in calculative theory, expand this exponent in Taylor series and stop at some finite term. This will be serious with respect to lambda, right? Because hi is proportional to lambda. Still, one should calculate it. It seems you can do this by using some brute forces, because all expressions are given here, substitute and calculate. But it's can be essentially simplified, and first crucial step to simplify was done by Wick, W-I-C-K, and we will consider now Wick theorem. Wick is was like Italian physicist who even during Second World War worked in Italy, but then after Second World War he worked in space in Berkeley and Columbia University. And he introduced very effective method, which is called Wick theorem, to calculate this stuff. Okay, let me start Wick theorem. Okay, so main point question we should, oh, maybe actually I should. Gibbs here. The main point is to evaluate this green function. Okay. Point is that when we expand this guy, we will get another phi I, right? From interacting. So the question is, is effective mass to calculate And again, let us start from simple example. From 2-point function. Of course, we know in this case answers. This is nothing else but Fermi. Feynman propagator. Because, as I said, phi I are free, essentially free variable here. So we can we know answer. But just let us evaluate this in different way in order to get the final prescription for general case, this big theorem. So we can write this guy two parts. One part is positive frequency part, and this is negative frequency part. Know everything about that stuff, so this is E3, E2, pi, Q. P, and annihilation of rate and exponent. And phi I minus S is part with creation of the rate. What is important, phi I plus acting on vacuum gives you, because we have annihilation on the rate. On the other hand, phi I minus, this is cap vector. When we have by I act, and we act by this guy, Rao vector, it also gives zero, right? Because
it contains creation operator and acting from bright becomes an operation and gives zero. Okay, again. First, consider in the case just for clarity. Then T phi x, let us substitute phi x phi y in terms of this plus minus phi. Then we will get x 0 larger than y 0. Then we will get phi x plus phi y plus phi phi plus x phi minus phi y plus phi minus phi x phi plus phi y plus. Okay, we need to calculate this gap. So put this between vacuum and vacuum. Note that contribution of this term will disappear because it will consider A only annihilation operator, so it kills contribution. This guy is okay because this guy contains A plus this A, so it gives non-zero contribution. This is, so we can't say we could ignore this contribution. This is contribution also can be ignored because this guy here. And same story here, because what we have is that phi I acting on left, like here, gives zero. So only contribution is this. And I could rewrite in this way. I could put, I change the order. And here I put commutator. It's identical. Okay, this is only contribution. Again, it does not give anything. So we live with commutator. For y0 larger than x0, we will get also, of course, commutator, but different order. I, y, phi, minus, I, okay, so now let me introduce notion contraction. and this guy exactly equal by definition those two commutators. X zero y zero, and this is equal phi zero y phi but it nothing else, this guy is nothing else but what we should get anyway in this case. This is Feynman propagator. So contraction is nothing else but this guy DF. Okay, so should put I. Right? Okay. Now we should introduce another important stuff, which is called normal order. So we know T product, but normal order, again, it's connected with some. So let me write again. Phi x phi y. For example. So by definition, normal order is such an order in which all parts which contains annihilation operator A is on the right with respect to annihilation creation operator. So let's consider, for example, in this case. So we have this answer in the case of T product x0 equal y0. Let us consider, so we know part which contains A is phi plus, A dagger, this is phi minus, right? So this would be first term, okay. Because no, in this case, annihilation operators at all, so we just put this. And those two guys commute with each other, it doesn't matter what you put, y or x in this case. Plus second term, phi plus phi minus y. No, it's wrong number with respect to f. Because now phi plus x contains a and it's on left, not on right. So second term will be like that. This is just by definition of M. It changed. It's not T product. And then the rest, it seems okay. You see this guy on the right. Again, they commute when we have AA. A commutes with itself, right? So order when we have minus minus or plus plus, it's you can become any x, y, or y, x, and so on. So you can see the meaning of this stuff. Now, by definition, of course, and vacuum expectation value, phi x, phi I, y, by definition, is zero. We just can't define it such a way. So normal product does not contribute terms written like normal product. They do not contribute in between vacuum to vacuum state. Right. Okay, so this is, I introduce a kind of language and I will stop, but I want to say that Weak theorem actually tells us how we can rewrite T order in terms of N order plus contraction. What is important? That we are interested in Green function, which has a kind of vacuum measure. As I said, terms with n order and some fields give zero contribution between vacuum vacuum. So we will see that in this case, only terms with in which we have contraction for all fields give contribution. In our case, of course, this is commutator, right? What I wrote here. This is contraction only gives contribution, and it was Df. But Weak theorem gives generalization for any Green function expressed in terms of phi r. And it's quite convenient then to calculate. You could ignore many, many terms. Just like in this case, we have four terms, but actually contributes only one, we are sure. But sometimes it could be 100,000 terms, and you suppress a lot. It will be still maybe big number, but only maybe 5% will contribute with different contraction. Okay, so have you completed this paper, right, with your intention to be, then if you don't mind, give me and, okay. So we will meet at 4:30 today. Today at 2:00 actually colloquium, this is gravity talk. If you are interested, then you could attend.